Military Supply.
Nikki Haley scores a big win for the Tea Partiers in South Carolina, the GOP primary runoff. She's one step closer, ladies and gentlemen, to becoming the first female governor in a very conservative-leaning state. She had some wild allegations about marital infidelities and a couple of other things that were flung at her that she quickly was able to get rid of, and people really, really like her in South Carolina. It's a huge step for Nikki Haley. And there's some other primary election results. We'll talk about them too as we move along here on this Hour of America Tonight. As always, happy to be the skipper of this little old ship called America Tonight as we go into deeper waters. Not quite as deep as that deep water drilling ban, but you get what I'm getting at. Mexico decides to flip the bird to Arizona, only they're doing it in court. I'll explain what I mean. And General McChrystal, the man behind Afghanistan, is ready to resign from all reports. And I verified that through my own sources, too. So it looks like he's probably going to step down rather than get the axe. But the question becomes, should he go? If you've been playing along, would you rather see somebody else step into the shoes of the general or keep him in place? You know, who's going to handle Afghanistan, I guess, is the question. Certainly there are any number of generals that would be capable of taking on the task. I would think Ray Odierno may be the person that they turn to. Petraeus is the overall guy, so he's not going to be the one in place there. It would have to be somebody else, and that would partly be his decision. He would throw in his two cents, as would Robert Gates and everybody on the defense side of things. So McChrystal has been summoned by the president, to Washington to explain his controversial comments to Rolling Stone magazine. So now it's a question of what should happen. Should he get the axe? Should he resign? Or, you know, is this the time you really want to move a general around when it's so critical in Afghanistan? 9+ years invested. We're talking pounds of flesh, baby. I don't know any other way to put it. Our blood, sweat, and tears have been left in Afghanistan, and many have left Afghanistan making the ultimate sacrifice, barely alive, and coming back with, you know, half a body, coming back with no arms, or coming back with, no legs, or a mixture of the combined. You get what I'm saying, because of the roadside bombs and how much that is a part of what this war has become, just like Iraq. And now the rules of engagement a little bit different because of collateral damage. General McChrystal really, really disarmed these guys. Pretty much in walking through the villages, it was about getting to know them, the conversation, the negotiating part, and then praying that sniper fire wasn't going to pick you off, or that the guys in front of you with the special tanks that could possibly spot those roadside bombs would be able to get them out of your path before you tripped a wire and were blown up by one or blown apart by one. There's just way too many of those stories out there. Speaking of stories, oh boy, the story gets much more interesting when it comes to the oil spill, not just from the fact that the judge in New Orleans has lifted the ban or the moratorium on deep water drilling in the Gulf, but also the conversation about what's happening with the leak. It is just sickening to click on any live shot of the leak, and I cannot get away from what I said the other day. How is it we have so many big fat brains in this country? I mean, we're talking the smartest of the smartest you can imagine, that all the people in this country, and then just even in other countries, There's no brainstorming power on how to cap this sucker completely. That we've gone 64 days and there's an outside possibility we could be talking about 2 years. Are you kidding me? 2 years? When I heard that, I almost fell off my chair. I thought that has to be wrong. A little checking, sure enough. That's a number that's being thrown out just to kind of, I guess, soften the blow for many people who would react the way I am, that you have to be kidding, that there isn't somebody, anybody, that can come up with a solution. How many junk shots do we have out there listening in America Tonight Land? It could be anybody who may come up with the solution. And really, the solution should have happened in the beginning. 64 days and counting, though. How far does the oil go? From a personal point of view, I'm going to visit my nephew in Tampa, and I'll be on the Gulf. And who knows? Who knows if it gets down there and the oil doesn't, in fact, ruin the beaches there, some beautiful beaches, like on the other side, Clearwater, for example. I mean, how far does it wrap around? Right now you have the governor, Charlie Crist, saying, oh, we have an eye on everything and we've got boats out there. We are ready. We are detecting. Well, you can detect all you want and you can try to siphon oil off and you can do all those other things, but you cannot stop it. If there is a massive amount of oil and it's not being cleaned up properly, and even if it is being cleaned up properly and a massive amount of it is coming your way, it's going to be pretty tough to stop it. It's more a cleanup effort, if anything. All right, speaking of cleanup, I mentioned McChrystal already. The president has to decide which way he's going to go with this general. You can bet they were burning some midnight oil at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in trying to come up with a short list of replacements. Once some of the comments got out, the barrage of attacks on various people in the administration, I really thought this is it for McChrystal. They are going to pull the plug. So it's not surprising a day later to hear these stories. This was the take about McChrystal from Senator John Kerry.
The priorities of that mission are best served by letting the president and his top general have their conversation and make a determination as to how we proceed forward. All of us would be best served by just backing off and staying cool and calm. It will be up to the President of the United States as Commander-in-Chief to make the decision as to whether or not he and his National Security Staff feel that they can do that.
All right, so that's the question. It really is up to the President. And I read an interesting take on this from Jonathan Alter. You know, he's just a fine reporter for Newsweek. And he talked about what's the furor over General McChrystal and his acerbic comments in Rolling Stone that it's, you know, it's a central one, civilian control over the military. And that's one of the things that McChrystal said to Rolling Stone magazine, that his impression of the president is that he was very uncomfortable around the military brass. In fact, a little bit intimidated when he first took office and was surrounded by military people in conversations. So he's right. He nails it. Military code, I would think, and this is what he says in his headline, demands that McChrystal is going to have to resign. I mean, why would he give the interview in the first place? Why would he put himself in that situation? It's more than bad judgment. Did he have, an Alzheimer's moment? I don't understand. 800-259-5791. What do you think should happen here?
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,235.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.57, $634.29 for a half ounce, or $317.14 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,268.57, $634.29, and $317.14.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation, 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your two about McChrystal coming up, some of the people voting the other day in Fremont, Nebraska had to say, as far as where their vote went in the situation with the illegals, which, by the way, that was overwhelming. We've talked about that. And it means if it isn't tinkered with, that the people in Nebraska, in Fremont, Nebraska, will have to go through some hoops when they're renting an apartment or a house. And the same thing with the employers who are hiring folks at the meatpacking places. They'll have to go through an e-verify system or something else to make sure the people that are going to work there are, in fact, legal. We'll see. That's gonna go through massive challenges. We know that. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam, thanks for hanging.
Hey, no problem. No problemo, gorgeous.
What's on your mind?
Okay, now, since I've only heard bits and pieces of it, what did McChrystal exactly say?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what.
Give me the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, I love that. Give me the Reader's Digest version. The main gist of it is that he took swipes at Obama, he took swipes at Biden, he took swipes at the strategy, saying it was frustrating. And that, here's like one big chunk. He said initially when he met Obama that he got the impression, one, that Obama was very uncomfortable around people in the military, that he was intimidated. And also when he met him to talk about what the strategy should be and what's going on in Afghanistan, that the president was completely unprepared and seemed absolutely disinterested in what he was saying. That's not good. Because if you have lives on the line in Afghanistan, you're saying your number one commander who you picked meets with you and says, boy, the guy wasn't even paying attention and he wasn't even prepared for the meeting. I mean, this, you know, these are lives on the line. These are Americans who are out there every single day fighting and losing limbs and getting killed and then coming back with horrific things in their head, so much so that they're killing themselves.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like he opened his mouth and put his foot way down, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, so I think the only thing for him to do, but to me it sounds like a cop-out, is, okay, he opened his mouth, resigned, thank you very much, he collects his pension, and then they'll hire some other general who, you know, I'm suggesting, how about you mentioned a couple of generals. There was one, he was, when President Ford passed away, he was Betty Ford's escort, a guy, Swan. I don't know if he'd be in it, but he's the only other.
No, they would have somebody in the thick of it right now. Somebody really currently up with the bars and the stars.
It
would be like Ray Ordierno would be somebody that they might go to.
Right.
Or there's a slew of other possible choices. But, you know, switching generals in midstream will be interesting. But there's no way. You can't have a general who, although I think it was in some cases what he said, Sam, was dead on. You just can't do that. There's no way.
Oh, boy. I mean,
you can't say that the president of the United States doesn't, pretty much you're saying he doesn't give a crap about the war. So he had other things on his agenda. Who knows? He was thinking ahead of golfing or what game he was going to watch that night or
thing. The line I like to use, he doesn't give a flying hockey puck.
That's right. And that, you want to talk about people in America that be furious after all the sacrifices the families have made to hear that the president is disinterested?
I think in midterm elections, in certain areas where they're military bases, it might cost them a few votes.
It could cost him a few votes, and I think, you know, look, if you look at the military, mostly they go for the Republican candidate.
Right.
But see, then the other people would say, the people that voted for Obama before, they would like a more liberal agenda, and they want the war ended. And that's why he got in trouble in the first place, because for the people that wanted Obama to get in, they were told that we'd be out, we'd be done, we'd be done with Iraq, we'd be done with Afghanistan. And so far in Afghanistan, that hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. Just to get off the track for one second about my favorite subject, this Friday's the NHL draft. What do the Flyers need?
Ooh. You know what I think they need? Some young, good defensemen.
Okay, what we need in Montreal is a good, strong forward and a good, strong center. So, I mean, I guess and a former Philadelphia Flyer, and I think he played for you for a time, was fired today.
Pat Quinn. Yeah, who?
Pat Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people are saying he was fired. Some people are saying he was forced to resign. You know, you don't know who to believe. So, it was only after 1 year. And he was slightly perturbed. But like someone said, I mean, he's like 64, 65. He can't keep up with these guys, you know, the thinking of 22, 23-year-olds. So, you know, I'm not totally surprised. But I think the Oilers management should have given him at least, another season. At least that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but now you know how that is in hockey, in hoops, and even managers in baseball. If there's so much money on the line, it's all about getting more seats filled, going to the playoffs, and they only give you so much rope. And sometimes it seems like it's too short. I agree, but that now it seems like really in hockey they're pretty quick to pink slip someone.
It is unfortunate. And I spoke to Julie, and she was speaking to the people who buy their seafood. They, like I said, they mostly buy from Atlantic Canada just to get back on the subject, so to speak. And I said, what happens if, let's say, they want to buy a certain food and they run out? They said, then they go to New England states. I said, have they ever had to buy from, like, the Gulf Coast? Her chain of supermarkets, and she's been working there a few years, it's never had to come to this, with all due respect. So I was just wondering, what if, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the what if scenario is the more you see the oil leaking.
Right.
And the longer the spill goes on, the more possibilities that it does more damage to industries that don't think they're dealing with the Gulf Coast, but then find themselves in a situation where they're screwed, so to speak, because they have to pay more for that seafood because there's less of it.
Right. Right.
And that's the key. That's what it is. It'll send the costs spiraling for the shrimp and for other kinds of fish because the availability isn't as broad.
Right, for sure. And stay away from Toronto next week.
The G20. Why, what's going on?
I mean, like, I've spoken to friends of mine, or as we like to say here in Quebec, my friends in Canada. And some parts of Toronto, it's like an armed fortress. Unless you have a special pass, you can't get in to, like, to where you work, or some offices are just shutting down for that week to say, why bother? Or you have to have another pass if you live in that area. So you just can't go and say, oh, I want to see whomever's going to be there. And now the security cost is going to cost us over $1 billion. That's just in security alone.
Isn't that crazy? And it's because so many people, they're so afraid of someone taking shots or doing something, not just you know, waving signs, somebody getting in and somebody doing something, like somebody exploding something.
Right. And, you know, and if, and I'm thinking, okay, Harper, time to put on your best face, time to put on your best face and, you know, represent Canada. If not, I may call the show and people might say, oh, him, you know.
Oh, him.
Yeah. Oh, and your friend from Saskatchewan, too.
That's right. There you go. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Sam, thanks. You have a
Take
good
care.
One. All right. So that call was mixed with a couple of different things. But at the beginning, we were talking about McChrystal and why he's going to end up resigning. And, you know, what was it? What was it that sent him spiraling out of control as far as his mouth to shoot it off the way he did? He's definitely going to offer his resignation, and I would assume the president's probably going to accept it. But you don't know until he actually has the meeting. Who knows? Maybe Obama doesn't want that to happen. Maybe something turns around. Maybe this drags out a little bit longer, and, you know, there was never any kind of a relationship between McChrystal and the president, and that's part of the problem when you're lead general and you don't see eye to eye. But last fall it was McChrystal who gave a speech in London that's been referred to now a couple of times, and after the speech he was asked if he could support the Biden plan, fewer troops for Afghanistan with a stepped up use of Predator drones, and he said no. No. So I think it's going to be a big fat no upon his return. I think that he's going to be booted. And who's going to be next? There are a couple of possibilities. Maybe General David Rodriguez, or I said Ordierno, maybe somebody else in the wings. We'll see. Stay with us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Well, well, it's sound party and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that betraying mistakes, that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
So McChrystal could have had some bad luck when he didn't realize what was about to happen to him as he poured out a few darts toward people in the Obama administration, nor the people around him, the aides, who decided they'd go out and get sauce with a reporter. There's a thing called off the record. And, of course, reporters hate that. But if you say off the record enough times, I don't care who they are, radio, television, print, blog, it's off the record, baby, and they damage their reputation if they were to print something that you say is off the record. But those guys must have been doing tequila shooters or something, because there was nothing off the record. And maybe, you know, I would have loved to hear that conversation. I bet there was all kinds of things that were said at that bar. Woo. And, you know, there's all kinds of conversations over this Interior Secretary, who I think should be fired, Ken Salazar, now deciding to muscle up and has decided to issue a new oil drilling ban. Gee, Ken, where have you been? And this comes right after the judge in New Orleans ruled against the White House's six-month moratorium following the Gulf spill. And, oh, yeah, if you're counting the days, it's day 64. nothing really new on the oil spill front. They're still trying to get captured gushing oil and plug the blown out well. It's the same story over and over and over again. Not the same story, a new face on the political scene. How about this in South Carolina? Man, and this woman has a good chance to go places. Nikki Haley has great appeal in South Carolina. Now, on a national stage, who knows, you know, what would happen or where she'd go. But she's campaigning for governor, and this is pretty big progress for South Carolina. It's a break from what is traditional in that state. Republicans overwhelmingly chose Haley, who is an Indian American woman, to run for governor, and easily also nominated a guy named Tim Scott to become the first black Republican congressman in more than a century. How about that? Couple of other quick things. I said I'd mention it. North Carolina Secretary of State Elaine Marshall won the Democratic nomination to challenger GOP Senator Richard Burr. That'll happen in the fall. Also, attorney Mike Lee won as Utah Republicans chose a Republican successor to Senator Bob Bennett in a state that hasn't elected a Democrat, by the way, in 4 decades. How about that? And in Mississippi, voters went with Republican Bill Marcy to face Congressman Benny Thompson in that race. Boy, it's going to be interesting when we get to midterm elections, isn't it? You just got to think of all the House seats that are up. Quickly, a little note on Haley. Favorite of the Tea Party, Sarah Palin backed her up, did a commercial with her. Haley's 38. And she pushed off all the allegations of marital infidelity that were being reported all over the place of two different guys and some of the ethnic slurs she was enduring to become, within basically a percentage point of winning the gubernatorial nod outright on June 8th. And so now with 100% of the precincts reporting in the runoff, she's got the vote, 65%. And so she does the damage to Gresham Barrett, a four-term congressman who really got slammed because of his vote for the Wall Street bailout. People didn't like that. So instead, they like the fresh face of Haley, who's I think, going to snag a big spot in the national scene. If she's pretty good at the speech-making thing. We were talking about this in a previous show, and this goes into the battle over the illegal immigration problem in this country. You ask somebody about it, and I don't think there's anybody who doesn't have an opinion. Whether you think the militia should run down there and help and forget what the federal government's saying, you think the Border Patrol agents need help. We've heard that. We heard that back in the Bush administration. We're going to get more Border Patrol agents. It's never enough. And whether this virtual fence will do anything, it's the most half-assed program that's in shambles, so I forget that whole fence thing. Or you think the National Guard should be more of a presence, especially in key areas in Arizona where there's stretches of desert where a lot of illegals get in. So in Fremont, Nebraska, the people there decided they had enough with the illegal situation. It's a small town, 25,000 people, but there was enough of an illegal population taking jobs and living in the various rent places, apartments, houses, and apparently annoying their neighbors by having so many people stuffed into, you know, one-bedroom, two-bedroom apartments or houses that they said, you know, this can't fly. This just doesn't fly. Why do the rest of us have to play by the rules? And they don't. Not everybody agreed, though. There were certainly some people who voted against booting illegals out of that town, because that's pretty much what it amounts to. Here's some of those thoughts.
I love Fremont because it's so quiet, and right now that's at night. That's I got a nice neighborhood and everything, but right now I don't know why that people change their mind.
They should be legal just like we have to be.
Enough is enough. Illegals,
they should go home.
This may be one way of trying to enforce the federal government to do their job of upholding the law.
The specific ordinance here isn't going to do anything except create more government bureaucracy.
All right, let's go to Trey in Kentucky. Trey, you have the honors. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How you doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How about you?
All working as usual. I apologize if you've already mentioned this. I've had a bunch of sick horses tonight, so I just turned the radio on. But when it comes to the spill down there in the Gulf, did anybody ever find out how that machine that that actor, what's his name, I think Kevin Costner? Did he ever say how it did?
No, the machine hasn't worked to plug the gap. They're still working on it. They're still trying to use it, but it hasn't been a success at this point. He was on Larry King talking about it. He's got a company, and they came up with the money and put it together and all that stuff. It was something that the machine they had that they thought would work, but we don't know yet.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they said anything yet or not. Well, thank you. Go Fremont. We'll move there if everything works right.
I love that. I hope your horses get better, Trey.
Oh, yeah, they're working on it.
All right, well, that's good news.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Kate. So Trey says, let's all just move to Fremont, Nebraska. It is very pretty area there. There's a lot of pretty spots in Nebraska. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Yes, the oil spill, I haven't heard exactly how this happened, and I haven't heard if they're interviewing all the survivors from the explosion or whatever to piece together if there was some kind of sabotage or whatever. And if there was, then I'm wondering, are they really trying to plug the leak or not? And maybe if somehow the people that do have these good ideas, if they could somehow have a website that this could all be broadcast so that the public would actually know what suggestions were made.
You know what? I like that idea.
Whether anybody is using those suggestions or not. Because we're just kind of sitting here in the dark. We don't really know who's in charge of all this. If it's VP or if it's the president or if it's some wealthy person that's going to be getting wealthier from it all. So we're in the dark. We're in the dark.
I love that. Okay, let me shine some light on it. Number one, it is all up to VP. It isn't up to the government at this point because, you know, we're laying in the weeds pretty much on this. So other than having press conferences and calling out BP or meeting with the head of BP, announcing there's going to be this fund, all that stuff. But really, the ball is all in their court because, for one, the Jones Act wasn't lifted, which we could have had tankers from Persian tankers come in that were huge that could have helped to get some of that oil off, but they didn't lift the Jones Act, so that didn't happen. There are a couple of real blunders here, and I can see, Betty, why a lot of people are thinking, ooh, sabotage, isn't the timing interesting on this? Because a lot of things don't add up. And I think it's more about ineffectiveness, though, and it goes back to the same thing that we keep saying about this administration. Because in the beginning, somebody should have taken charge, and Ken Salazar at the Interior Department should have been fired, and here he is now filing a lawsuit. And you have Bobby Jindal, who's the face of this whole thing, who looks like he hasn't slept in 64 days, trying to figure out what he's doing as the governor of Louisiana when he can't get equipment and he doesn't get any help. And then he gets help, and then the help is stopped on the barges. It's ridiculous. And now this thing today, the judge lifts the ban on the deep sea drilling and the deep water drilling because there's 33 other operations out there, so they won't all leave, Betty, and they need the money in the coffers of Louisiana. But yet the administration's talking about filing an appeal to it and then talking about putting their own ban out there from the Interior Department. So it's ridiculous.
There may be another thought, too. The land down there, maybe they're trying to devalue the land, so somebody wants to fight all up and then
they could
clean up the oil spill and there they'll have all that oceanfront land.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? That's a tough way to get that oceanfront land, though, my friend.
Yeah,
thanks,
but you
Betty.
Never know.
Yeah, you never know. That's true. You never know. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We have a couple of calls. We're going to get to those in just a second, so hang on, guys. But first, this edition of We Can Count, May home sales unexpectedly fell 2.2%. I love when they say unexpectedly. I know a bunch of realtors. We've had a ton of housing experts on this show, and they've all said they expected it to fall. So why is the market not prepared for that? Where this isn't even our gig. This isn't even what we do. So you know, it doesn't take a genius to see what's happening in the neighborhood. Sales of previously owned homes are dipping, even though buyers can still get those government tax credits. And nearly a third of sales in May were from foreclosures or other distressed properties. So that means home prices could be heading downward after stabilizing over the past year. So the 2.2% from the previous month is seasonally adjusted annually to the rate of 5.66 million. Those numbers, by the way, come from the National Association of Realtors. Those crazy brilliant analysts had expected sales to rise, but they did say they were concerned that the real estate market could tumble once the benefit of the federal incentives were gone entirely, and that starts next month. Yeah, expect more more of the housing prices to dump. I mean, expect low numbers. I'm not surprised by that. All right, and quickly, Apple sold 3 million iPads. Apple's just incredible. That would be a stock to have owned in the beginning. The stock is up to 273 and some change. But they did announce on Tuesday 3 million iPads were sold in 80 days since they first came out with the product. There's no doubt that the future is all about Apple. When younger generations of kids go in to get computers, they're not getting PCs. They're not doing it. Sorry, Bill Gates. They are absolutely going for Apple products. And this thing, if you've ever seen the iPad, it weighs less than 2 pounds. It's a half inch thin, basically. And it's the gap between the cell phone and the laptop. That's why it's appealing to a lot of business people and to a lot of kids. And certainly you have to have some money to pick up the iPad because it's not a cheap investment, depending on which one you get. You know, how much stuff you get on it, basically. Not which one, but how much stuff you get on it. But it's pretty pricey. And it'll go down just like everything else, right? What do you think you would pay for a DVD player right now? Guarantee you could go into a store and pick one up for like $50. 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. The reason the housing market fell is because those people down in the Gulf of Mexico can't sell theirs.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why they can't.
Yeah, that's why the market fell. But it looks like BP's trying to wiggle out paying these people what they're owed.
You think they're trying to wiggle out of it because of they're trying to raise money? What are you saying?
Well, there's a guy, he had a chartered boat. He made $107,000 last year.
Uh-huh.
BP offered him $33,000.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely getting less than the market value, and that's what all the people are saying. That,
yeah.
Sure, you know, look, when I go shrimping, I could make this much or this much, but I guarantee you I make at least this much, you know, whatever. I could make $10,000 a week, and they're not getting near that money, no.
And plus, they show these women shop owners, store owners, and the business down to nothing, really.
Who's spending money?
Nobody's going down there buying food, gas, ice, beer, nothing. Their business, she said, fell off 40%.
Ooh, 40%. Well, you can't even stay open. That's terrible.
No, that's what she said. She's glad to close the store up.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
But, what's going on out there in Fremont, Nebraska?
Well, in Fremont, they were smart enough to say, we're sick of this nonsense, and so we're going to make it illegal for employers to hire illegals or to rent.
I thought it sounded like there's a big battle going on out there.
It is a big battle because for 2 years they've been collecting signatures. They got 25,000, put it on the ballot. Now they voted for it, and the ACLU is furious because that means, okay, if I go there illegally, Rick, and it's great, the meatpacking guy wants to give me and my family and my hombres, all of us, jobs, so we've got some coin coming in, and then we're renting this house. Now they're telling me I can't rent the house, and I can't work in the meatpacking plant. So what am I going to do? I'm either going to flee to another state or another town or leave.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. ACLU is involved. That's going to be a big mess, sounds like.
Of course, yeah.
And the people that want this pad, they're going to be fighting the people that don't want it to pad, which don't live there. So the area is what's going to happen there. But.
Yeah, and that's not the only place. It's, you know, what we put up with, I don't understand. Mexico saying that they're furious, I meaning Felipe Calderon, that they're going to go after Arizona because it's affecting life in Mexico, what this new law is and how, when it kicks into effect, how it will hurt the money that comes into Mexico and how it's just wrong. And it's just wrong that this is even an issue. Mexico asking the court to reject the Arizona immigration law. Why don't they just worry about what's on their side of the border and try to make...
Yeah, well, stay on their side. We'll stay on our side.
Right, and you know what the answer to that is? Felipe Calderon was from a Silver Spoon family, big-time money. There is the richest man in the world lives in Mexico City. There's plenty of money in Mexico City. opulent, incredible houses, but it's totally the haves and the have-nots, and they don't care. There's no middle class.
Yeah. Well, I better get off the phone. You ready to go home? So.
Yeah, we want you to keep your job.
Yes.
Hey, so, Rick, thanks.
Yeah, you take care.
You too. Izzy in Missouri. Hello.
Okay. Where does one start? Simple solution for the BP and monies paid out. Take the last three tax returns and average them out. I mean, they're going to be in a ballpark figure.
Well, you would think they would be, but for some people, you know how you have that fluctuating income based on the haul, but yeah, more than they're getting, at least. I would do that.
Yes,
I agree.
They would get a lot more because, say, you have a really, really good year, but then you have a bad year. They sort of average out.
You're right. You're right.
And, I mean, if I think that some mention was $107, okay, average that out with 3 years, and if you made $107,000 every year, or give or take, $5,000, then he is entitled to, at least he or she, to $100,000.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just simple math.
Do simple math.
And the I don't know if you read this, that drug cartels have set up camps with lookouts in the state of Arizona, and Arizona cops are being threatened. Well, I've been boning up on the Constitution. And if every American does this, and party be damned, I don't care. I don't care if you're a Democrat. You can't be so stupid as to want this invasion. Or conservative. But it is illegal for a sitting president to allow an invasion of any foreign party. And when I talk about party, when I say party, I mean this collective amount of people. This constitutes an invasion when you have this many. And that is called treason under the Constitution of the United States. And by proxy, I am accusing Obama of murder. Because as long as he stands and does nothing to protect our citizens from these drug cartels and these thugs, then by proxy, he is killing those citizens because he is not allowing law enforcement to do their job. And to sue a state, a sovereign state, is absolutely heinous. I think the man should be impeached immediately.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're not the only one who thinks that. I think he definitely shouldn't be reelected. I can tell you that. You're absolutely right. Thanks, Izzy. You're absolutely right in what you said in that part, talking about foreign invasion. But it's the particulars and the semantics of it all, and there's a way to get around that. But I love that it's out there. It won't happen. I really don't think we will see. In fact, I'll say we will not see Obama impeached. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody that has the power to pull the strings. But I don't know that we're going to see him reelected. There's your big fight. Look for 2012 and not to have someone who's this ineffective and thin-skinned to be running our country again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.